There is a word from the Lord on today, praise God, that shall come forth from the 118th division of Psalms. Psalms 118, and we're going to focus in on verse 17. And as always, we're reading from the New American Standard Version. And it reads as follows: I shall not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. Let me say it again. I shall not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. If it be God's will, we're going to speak for just a moment from our continued theme and thesis, part two here today, entitled Live.
All right.
Live. Amen. As simple as this title is, as singular as this title is, it is so sophisticated, so powerful. Literally, God is giving us the opportunity with our own heart, with our own mind, with our own soul, with our own being, with our own mouth to decree and to make a declaration of life. But he wants to explain it to us so that we know what we're decreeing, what we're declaring, so that we know why we're decreeing it and why we're declaring it. Okay? God is saying today, live.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're here under the sound of my voice. I'm so glad that this word is not only going out here in the United States of America, but going out to the nations of the earth, because God wants his people to live.
Amen.
Okay? We said in part one of this series that it is important to have the over and against, if you will. One of the things that Dr. E.K. Bailey taught me years ago is that diamonds shine best against a black velvet backdrop. Amen, somebody. It's the over and against aspect. You take something that is bright and glittery and you put it against something that's dark, and it shines even more. It's like the stars in the night. The darker the night, the brighter the stars. Okay? And so what God wants to be revealed here is in order for us to live, praise God, that we said last time that we wanted to know what the opposite of that was, the over and against. So we examined what it meant to die. He said, I shall not die, but live. Okay? And then he added a third component. Not only am I not going to die, and this is for every one of us, not only we're not going to die, but we're going to live, and we're going to do something with the life that God has given us. We're going to tell of his works. Now, if I stop right there, every one of us is going to be blessed, because now we have the facilitating foundation and framework of what God wants us to do with what he's given us, because he's given us life in Christ Jesus. And he wants us to use that life to tell, good God Almighty, the whole world of his works.
Amen.
The good things that he's done for us.
Amen.
But let's get through and extrapolate through these details. We said that the over and against here, the opposite of what life is death. And we said that all began when God first spoke the word die. The first time he ever spoke it. The first time that he ever spoke it was in Genesis, the second chapter, praise God, and along about the 16th and 17th verse. God told Adam that if you eat of this tree that I'm commanding you not to eat of, that's in the midst of the garden, he said, you shall surely die. That is the first time that man heard the word die. Because, see, die didn't exist.
That's right.
Man had an eternal relationship with God, and death had no part in it. God wanted to keep it that way by informing Adam that as long as he stayed away from that one tree, he would have life. So he said, the moment that you eat of that tree, you surely shall die. Now, we know that Adam disobeyed God. He and Eve did. We know that they ate of the tree that God told them not to eat of. So we can examine from that, first and foremost, that it's one thing to decree and declare life. It's another thing to reach out and grab the gusto of it. Or somebody gonna have to pray with me. See, in order to reach out and grab the gusto of it, to grab hold of life and all of the blessedness that God has purposed through life, we've got to resolve within ourselves that we're going to trust God, that we're going to honor God, that we're going to obey God in order to be blessed of God. Because that is the requirement that God set forth in order to live. Now, does that mean that we got to be perfect? No, but it means that we have to have a focus on perfection. That has to be our goal. That has to be our pursuit. That has to be our aim. Pastor Tony Evans once said this. He said that if somebody aims at nothing, they're guaranteed to hit it. Amen. If they aim at nothing, then they're guaranteed to hit it. Okay? So we've got to, on purpose, with every intention in our heart, seek to lay hold of life, okay, to live so that we don't aim at the nothingness of death, amen, somebody, and hit it. We want to aim at life. We have decreed and we have declared. We know that God has made available to us life through trusting, honoring, and obeying him. And so that has to be our aim. Does that mean that somebody won't sin and come short? No, that doesn't mean. We will sin and come short because all have sinned and fallen short of the righteousness of God, and that there's none righteous, no, not one. Okay? But let that not be our excuse to sin. Let that not be our reason to sin. Let that not be our justification to sin. Well, we just human, so what can you expect? Well, hold up. See, you missed the whole point of Christ. You missed the whole point of the Holy Spirit and his ability to give us the power to live holy and to live righteous. Okay? You missed the whole point of Scripture and the Word of God to be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Don't miss all of that.
Amen.
And just fall into nothingness. Well, I'm human, so I can't help but just sit all over the place. God forbid.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Amen.
God says, I'm holy, you be holy also. Amen. We got to aim at the target of holiness.
Amen.
We have to aim at the target of righteousness. Amen. We've got to aim at the target of blessed. He told him, day you eat of that, you're gonna surely die. And we know that Adam and Eve suffered two deaths. Actually, three deaths. Wow. And I could go into a fourth. But let me just say this. The first death that they died was spiritually. They lost fellowship with God. Amen, somebody. See, to die spiritually is to have a disconnect from God. See, that's what people are going to experience in eternity. See, those who have saved and who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we will spend eternity with God. Those who have rejected the grace and mercy of God will, in the person of Christ Jesus, and who refuse to honor God through a life of obedience to God, see, those folk are going to spend eternity without God, separated from God. See, because that is the very nature and essence of sin. It separates mankind from God. Okay? So they died a spiritual death. The other thing that we said in part one was that they died a physical death. See, I don't know what this is about man, but see, sometimes folk have the tendency take God for granted. See, but the Word of God says that a thousand years is one day, and one day is a thousand years. See, they think just because God don't deal with them right away, they think they done got away. Somebody gonna pray with me. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
See, they thinking they go, okay, here, I know this is sin over here, and I know I've been told not to do it, but let's see if I can get away with it. And they go do so whatever they do. Ain't no lightning bolt struck me. Oh, this didn't happen. Ain't nothing happened yet. Well, I think I can get away with it again. Think I can get away with this. Think I can get away with that. But please hear me today. God's word is true, and it is blessed forever, and it will never return to him void or empty, but it will accomplish the very thing that he said, sent it to accomplish. So I just want to let folk know, listen here. See, it's kind of like, just to give you an example, it's kind of like the person who goes out and starts a life of being a thief. And they steal one thing. Nothing happened. I got away, man. Pretty slick. They steal something else. Man, folk didn't even see me. Shoot, I can get rich at this. And they go steal something else. Well, see, pretty soon they're going to get caught. And the main reason why they're going to get caught is because they didn't have sense enough to stop. See, they outsmarted themselves. Amen, somebody. See, and that's how sin is. See, folk catch up with themselves. See, because they sit here and they run around and they hit this part of the circle, turn the bend. They going around the other part of the circle. And before long, they didn't caught up with themselves. Okay. So just because God is long suffering, do not think that folk are getting away.
Amen.
But let me tell you something else about God while I'm there. And I'm gonna just throw this in for free. The tendency and the inclination of God is different toward those who are his versus those who are not.
Amen.
See, the Bible says that God chastens those that he loves. See, those that are his, children of light, going around playing with darkness, see, he'll deal with them quicker. I thank you, Pastor Giles. He'll give them some swift justice. Amen. And the more you know, the greater level of accountability God holds a folk to. Amen. Okay. And the greater the severity of the consequence, because to whom much is given, much is required. Okay. Much is required. So they suffered a physical death. They also suffered a spiritual death, but they also suffered a physical death in that man was intended to live forever with God. But because of sin, they eventually died. So the moment that they sinned, death was set in motion. Now we know that Adam lived 900 and something years. Okay, but he would still be living had he not sinned. Amen. Okay, he and Eve. So the point is that what God says is true. Okay, but see, because of Jesus Christ, we're gonna get back to the pre-fall state. Oh, somebody gonna pray with me. See, we're gonna get back to to life with God as he intended it before Adam and Eve sinned, before the fall. See, that's what the new heaven and the new earth is all about. Us getting to live out what God intended in the first place, to where mankind walks with God in the blissfulness and blessing of a right relationship and holiness throughout eternity. Okay. So there was a physical death. Spiritual death, physical death. But guess what else died? Somebody gonna walk with me. See, we're talking about live. Amen. We said, we decreed and declared for our lives, we're going to live. That's what the psalmist said. He said, I shall not die, but live. Huh? And tell of the works of the Lord. Look here, you better decree and declare you shall not die. In other words, you are decreeing and declaring that you're not going to fall victim to sin. Amen. You know that death no longer has any dominion over your life. Sin no longer has any dominion over your life. Because according to the word of God, according to Romans the 6th chapter, we are no longer servants of sin, but servants of righteousness. We are no longer under the authority of sin, but under the authority of God. As those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So we have to decree, we have to declare that I shall not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. Yeah. Let me tell you what else, and I'm going to use a word this preacher used this morning. Let me tell you what else got assassinated in the garden. Somebody going to make me preach. Somebody gonna make me pray. Can I tell you what else got assassinated? What else died? See, blessings died that day. Curses was brought to life. Oh, if I had some time. Oh, if I had some time. I said blessings died that day. See, God told Israel in the 11th chapter and the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. See, somebody's going to have to believe this here. He said, I set before you life and death. He said, I set before you blessing and curse. Wow. Now hold up a minute. You say, well, the holy God of creation, my heavenly Father, why would he put before me what was healthy and what was bad for me? Why would he put before me life and death? Why would he put before me blessing and cursing? Why would he not just put before me life and blessing?
Right.
Why did he have to put death and curse in front of me too? Because as human beings, we are free will moral agents. And because God wants us to love him just like he loves us. He does not want his love to go unrequited, unreturned, unpaid back. And it's the same way with every human being. Let me put a pin where I'm going for just a moment. It's the same thing with every human being on this planet. People love, and they have, not only do they want to be loved back, they have a need to be loved back. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Miguel and Jose, your mother loves you more than you'll ever know. She's been willing to make whatever sacrifices to make sure that y'all have what you need. Whether that's food to eat, clothes to wear, a roof over your head. That's the kind of sacrifice that your parents have made for you. And I'm speaking because your mother's here today. the least that you can do, listen to me carefully, the least that the very least that you can do with all of the, and see, not only is her love manifest in the fact that she provided food or clothes or shelter, she just loves you. She cares for you. If you get sick, she's going to pray for you. She's going to do whatever it takes. She's going to get you to the doctor or whatever, because she loves you. See, love is manifest in the way we care for others. She loves you. You have a responsibility to love her back. How dare you get filled up with her love and leave her empty by not returning her love? Well, Apostle, how do I return my mother's love? By honoring her, by obeying her, by respecting her. That's how, by doing your best in school, by being on your best behavior at home and in your neighborhood and in the community. Amen. In your school. That's how you're telling your parents, and this is for all of you young people, you're telling your parents, when you show them respect, when you show them honor, when you obey them, you're telling them, I love you right back. Amen. You're telling them, I'm grateful for everything that you're doing for me. Amen. I'm thankful for the sacrifices that you're making. Amen. I know that I'm wearing the clothes that you bought, that you took. You could have took your money and went out and bought you a clothes full of closets and went to the donation spot and drug me something out of there. But you made sure that I had, even when you didn't. Amen. See, that's love. Amen. That's love. And the only way you can love a parent back is through your respect, through your honor, through your obedience when they are telling you what's right. Amen. And that fills your mother back up. That fills a parent back up. But for a child to sit there and talk trash to their parent, act a fool and won't disrespect them and dishonor them, that's leaving them empty when they've done everything to fill you up. And let me tell you something. That's called cursing a blessing. You better hear me today. I said that's called cursing a blessing. Well, you say, well, hold up. That sounds like an oxymoron or something. No, see, folk can curse a blessing. In other words, what God intended to bless them, they can literally rip that out of their lives and put in that which will destroy their lives. Through disrespect, dishonor, and obedience to the one to whom God has given them to respect, honor, and obey. That's like a person taking good health out of their body and putting cancer in. Don't do that.
Wow.
And it's the same thing with God. We have got to honor God, reverence. See, we love, honor, and respect humankind, and especially a parent. But for God, we love, honor, and reverence Him.
Amen.
But for humankind, the horizontal relationship, we love, honor, and respect each other. See, don't be a taker to where folk are giving to you and you filled up. And you leave everybody else empty because you ain't giving them nothing back. See, the Bible says, somebody going to make me pray. I got to pull this pen here, but I got to say this to you. See, the Bible says that God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Please hear me today. See, seed is reflective in not only money. Money is one reflection of seed. But time, talent, and treasure, the time that you give, the gifting and talent, skills and abilities that you share for the benefit and blessing of others.
Amen.
See, all of that is seed to sow.
Amen.
The kind of heart that you that one reflects toward others.
Amen.
To show love, to show kindness, to show forgiveness toward others. That's why the Bible says in Luke 6 and what is that, 28? It says, give what? And it shall be given.
Amen.
Pressed down, shaken together, in good measure, running over, shall men give into your bosom. That whole context of that passage dealt with love and forgiveness.
Amen.
Don't let others fill you up and you leave them empty. That's rottenness. Pull his pen. Yes, a person can die spiritually. They can die physically. And they can assassinate, kill every blessing that God purposed for them to have through dishonor, a failure to trust, honor, and obey God. Okay?
Amen.
Yeah. But let me tell you something else that can be assassinated. Somebody going to make me pray up in here.
Amen.
I said somebody fits to make me. Matter of fact, I'm going to preach and pray because I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the fourth one. Let me tell you what else died. The generations. See, that's why in Adam all die. But in Christ all live because he's the second Adam who did it right. Who honored the Father, who obeyed the Father.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, when this thing called die is serious. So we have got to resolve within ourselves. We're going to live.
Amen.
We're going to live spiritually. We're going to live physically. We're going to live to every blessing that God has purposed for our lives, and we're going to live in our generations. The Bible says that the curse goes to the third and fourth generation, but the blessings of God goes down 1,000 generations. Live. I said, live. Live, good God Almighty. Now that we've put the black velvet backdrop against, over and against the diamonds, good God Almighty, they're shining brightly, by the way.
Amen.
Let me examine briefly here what it means to live. And we ain't got long, but I want you to know what it means to live. See, this word live here, praise God, out of the Hebrew is the word kayal. It spells C-H-A-Y-A-H, kayal. And literally, this word means to recover.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
It means to be restored.
Amen.
It means to be revived. What God is saying, I know where you've been.
Amen.
And I know what you've had in the past. But I'm giving you an opportunity to leave the past in the past.
Hallelujah.
To leave your failures behind you. Leave your defeats under you.
Amen.
And I'm giving you an opportunity through the word of God and its life-giving power, breathed by the Holy Ghost himself, to live, good God Almighty, in time and eternity. To live. To live. What God is saying, I'm giving you bounce back ability. I'm giving you the ability to recover. When your enemies have thrown you to the wall, because of your call, Your ability to recover. Your ability to be revived. Your ability to be restored. That God has placed in you. You coming back. You gonna bounce back. I said you gonna bounce back. I said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rise against you, you shall condemn. I said live. Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I said live, because you have within you the Christ, the living God from on high, and you have bounce back ability. Good God Almighty. I don't care where you've been in the past. I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care what circumstances were in your life and whatever failures followed suit with them. I said live. Decree and declare you shall live. Because of the bounce back ability that we have in Jesus Christ. Thank God for the call, y'all. Oh, bless his holy name. Yeah, I said live. John 10:10 says it this way. He says that the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But in Christ Jesus, he said that I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. See, that's the fourth phase about this. Not only does live mean to be able to recover, to be revived and to restore, but it means literally to flourish. Yes. Amen, somebody. Huh? To have more than enough. Yes. To have overflow. Amen. To have abundance in your life. Amen. Good God Almighty. Live. 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 In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Don't let the enemy lie to you. I don't care if it's cousin, friend, homeboy, Ace Boone, cool, I don't care who it is. Listen, God purpose for you to have an abundant life. More than enough, overflow, abounding life. Turn with me to Deuteronomy. I ain't got long here. Turn with me real quick here. Go to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, so I can prove it to you. Good God Almighty. Let's be quick. See. Deuteronomy 8. I got to be quick here. Starting at verse 1, once again, as always, reading according to the New American Standard Version. The Bible says, all the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do. See, listen to me carefully. See, people have been taught to look at the commands of God negatively.
Right.
Well, I can't do this. I can't do that. Can't go here. Can't go there. Listen, dummy. Listen, dummy. If mama said, baby, don't cross the street without looking both ways. If the mindset is, well, I can't do that. I can't even cross the street without having to look both ways. There's a reason for that. Keep you from getting smacked and track the trailer. Amen. See, God's commands is born out of love.
Amen.
He tells you millions of things to do that you may prosper and be in good health. And then there are things he say don't do. If you go person go to the doctor say, okay, well, I want you to eat right and exercise. I want you to stay away from all of these fats and make sure you don't overeat. Well, somebody say, well, he or she, they telling me what I can do and can't do. man, you got life all mixed up. Folk trying to bless you.
Amen.
And that begins with God.
Amen.
The scripture says, all the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do that you may live. That you may call y'all, good God Almighty, not have to suffer spiritual death, separation from God, that you might not have to suffer physical death, that you might not assassinate and kill blessings, and that your generations at all might be well with them. God is saying, I'm giving you the commandments that you might live. The word of God, once again, is a what? Lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God is giving his word. He's giving his command. He's giving his statutes, his precepts, his judgment, that we might live. He says, I'm giving to you today that you might live. And look what else look what else God did. See, God is telling us his motivation. God has a love motivation. That's why this whole book here, the Bible, the word of God, is a love letter. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
I said it's a love letter.
Yes.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Good God Almighty. Yeah. In the beginning, he created them. Then he created us in his image and his likeness. Gave us authority over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and God, and over every creeping and crawling. I said the whole Bible is a love letter.
Amen.
And then when we blew it and messed up, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I said the whole Bible, from Old Testament to New Testament, from Genesis to Revelation, is a love letter.
Amen.
He said, I'm commanding you that you might live. And look what else he said. And that you might multiply. Huh? See, God won't. See, you got some folks still struggling. So you got some folk experiencing subtraction in their life. They keep losing things. Things keep getting taken away because they keep making a choice to disobey. And let me tell you what happens with folk like that. Normally, first person they call themselves mad with is God. As if he the one did wrong. When it's them. See, that's a dangerous mindset and behavior. See, to get mad at the source of blessing, at the blessing coming from that direction, and that's where folk want to direct their anger, and then guess where they run right headlong into the curse?
Yeah.
I'm going to get away from them. I'm going to get away from that. I'm going to get away. And guess where they steady going? To run away from God is to run in the arms of Satan. And that's so folk experience a subtraction. Remember, John 10 and 10, he's out to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. He is the subtractor. See, God is the one who adds. God is the one who multiplies. And I got some even better news for you. He knows how to deal with exponents too. Amen, somebody. God can manifest exponential blessings, but it comes through obedience. God told him, he said, I'm commanding you that you might live. And with the life that I'm giving you, he says that you might multiply. God isn't just interested in this much success in your life, just a tiny bit, a smidgen of success. God wants massive success. You want to silence the haters? Let God massively pour success in your life. They ain't got no choice but to shut up. See, that's what David was talking about in the 23rd Psalm when he said, the Lord will set before you a table in the presence of your enemy and cause your cup to run over. God said, I want you to live and multiply. Now, look what else he wanted them to do. And possess the land which the Lord swore to give to their forefathers. See, somebody going to make me pray because I ain't got time to go any further. I ain't got time to go further today, but listen to me. See, when God tells you to live, see, God's got some blessings that he's not only trying to get to you, but see, there's blessings that God was trying to get to your great-great-great-great-grandmother and great-great-great-great-grandfather. And all the folk that came out. See, there's generations where God's been trying to get blessings through the family line. Or somebody going to pray with me. I said there's blessings that God's been trying to get to certain families for a long time. And all he needs is a willing participant who has decreed and declared that I shall not die. But live. And tell of the works of the Lord. Give him glory. Give him honor. And give him praise. And leave.